KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 73. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, August 18th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust in Ferguson Funeral Home. Should be a nice day today with sunshine, a high about 90, but we'll have some showers and storms possible overnight, especially after midnight and running into Sunday morning. And then afternoon Sunday, we should see a high about 90 and chance for storms diminishing to about 30% by Sunday night. Chickasha police look into recent social media reports of stalkers at a local department store. The store coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Reports that stalkers are following women and young girls at Chickasha's Walmart being investigated by police. Facebook posts from concerned parents and citizens indicate that one or more men have been following women, including teenagers, around the store, and at least in one case, following them out to their car. A post on the Chickasha Police Department's Facebook page says they don't believe the incidents are related. They say in each report there has been a different male identified, but say there is no immediate threat to public safety. Police do ask anyone who may have experienced a similar incident or has direct knowledge of a matter to contact police. Authorities advise you should always be aware of your surroundings. If you experience a similar incident, you're asked to call police, and if it's an emergency, call 911. The police department's Facebook post has a number of comments, including one from a woman who believes someone was following her at the store and that the individual attached a photo showing that somebody put a DVD of the movie Kidnap in her shopping cart. Stevens County authorities looking for a drug offender who's taken off her ankle monitor. Christy Marie Lauderdale of Marlow has not been seen by her parole officer for nearly 3 months. Authorities went to her home in May to conduct a welfare check. She was not there, but her GPS monitor was found in a washing machine. Lauderdale, on probation for possession of a controlled dangerous drug with intent to distribute out of Stevens County, stemming from an arrest in August of last year. She's now facing a charge of escaping from the Department of Corrections. Lauderdale is Caucasian, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 240 pounds. A photo shows her with brown hair and blue eyes. If you have information, call local law enforcement or the Department of Corrections escapee hotline, 405-425-2698. A Lindsay man hospitalized and a Cement man unhurt when three pickups collide near Lindsay late yesterday afternoon. 66-year-old Dale Riley taken to the Lindsay Hospital with arm, trunk, and head injuries. He was last in good condition. 35-year-old Matthew Smith of Cement, driving a separate pickup, was not hurt. The Highway Patrol reports that Smith was westbound on a county road. He went left of center, hit the back of the oncoming truck, and then crashed nearly head-on into Riley's truck. Now, three men from McAllister in the third vehicle not hurt. The trooper investigating the crash reported that Smith was sleepy. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Grady County residents who were recently summoned to jury duty will not have to go. The jury term, which was scheduled to start on Monday, August 20th, has been canceled. Court clerk Lisa Hannes says potential jurors will not have to report on Monday. Former employees of the pet foods plant in Chickasha are meeting for a reunion today. About 100 individuals expected to be on hand for the get-together at Full Gospel Church. The reunion set to start about 11 o'clock. Then a barbecue at noon costs us $10. A tour of the pet plant to be held about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Donna Stamper with the Grady County Court-Appointed Special Advocates on our Cool Conversation program today and on Real Estate Today with John Mosley. This week's guest is Chickasha School Superintendent Jack Herron. Both programs coming up next hour. The Cool Conversation right after the 8 o'clock news, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We also have links to both programs on our website, so you can listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 81-year-old Betty Jo Gregg of Ninicaw. Funeral will be at 11 o'clock Monday morning at Grand Assembly of God. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Memorial service for 83-year-old Wanda Ginger Brunt of Chickasha will be at 1:30 Monday afternoon at Bible Baptist Church. And funeral for 75-year-old Kenneth Williams of Chickasha, 10 o'clock Tuesday morning at College Heights Baptist Church. Arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast looks good for today. Sunshine, high about 90 this afternoon. We'll have a chance for some heavy rain and thunderstorms after midnight tonight and running through about noon tomorrow. And then for Sunday afternoon, we'll have a high about 90 again. Right now, it's fair 73 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Have you had a conversation with your family members about funeral arrangements? It's never too soon, but it can be too late. Decisions about services, caskets, cemeteries, and about 100 more things have to be done within a matter of hours when a person passes. And how about the financial aspect? Who and how will the funeral be paid for? This can be overwhelming, especially if the death is sudden or unexpected. Let us help you with the best gift you can give your family, a pre-arrangement with Ferguson Funeral Home. Call 224-1344 for an appointment.
In sports, high school baseball from yesterday at the Rock and R tournament at Arapahoe, Amber Pocasset takes down Hammond 11-1, and then Hammond beat Union City 8-7. Fletcher topped Navajo 3-1, and Sterling over Blair 6-4. Non-tournament baseball yesterday, Calumet shuts out Verdon 5-0. Softball yesterday at the Tuttle Festival, AMPO split a couple of games, beating Lexington 10-7, then losing their first game of the season to Drumright 10-2, and then Tuttle beat Grove 6-0. At the Okarchee Festival, Alec won twice, beating Okarchee 10-8 and beating Calumet 17-4. Ninicaw dropped a 7-4 decision to Oklahoma Christian Academy and a 15-1 contest to Whitesboro. At the Hobart Tournament, Sorrel wins twice, beating Hollis 9-1 and Anadarko 4-2. Blanchard split games at the Oklahoma Shootout Festival, or OK Shootout Festival, taking down Bethel 7-5, but losing to Hilldale 4-3. At the Mountain View Goaty Bow Tournament, Minko won twice, beating Fort Cobb Broxton 5-4, and Mountain View Goaty Bow 10-0, and then Mountain View Goaty Bow down Fort Cobb Broxton 4-2. Non-tournament softball yesterday, Rush Springs gets by Empire 2-1. The Oklahoma City Dodgers score a 6-4 win over Iowa in Oklahoma City last night. The two teams play again tonight in OKC about 7:05. They have a doubleheader tomorrow at the Brick starting about 3:35. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home, the First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.